I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Coffee Break Chinese, Season 1, Lesson 29.
Da hao, huan ying lai dao Coffee Break Chinese. Wo shi Peng Ma Ke.
Da jia hao, wo shi Crystal. 欢迎来到 Coffee Break Chinese。
很高兴和大家一起学习中文。
对，我也很高兴。
We are delighted to be back with another episode of Coffee Break Chinese. And in this episode, we are coming towards the end of this section of Coffee Break Chinese. And we thought it would be useful to do a little bit of descriptions. We're going to be learning about how to describe people and talk about people in Chinese. And we've got a bit of a game this time, haven't we, Crystal?
对。
We're going to be testing our understanding of Chinese by identifying mystery personalities.
They should be easy to identify.
Hopefully. Once we've done some work on certain aspects of vocabulary. 你好吗, Crystal?
我非常好,你呢?
我也非常好。
太棒了。
Okay, let's get on with our lesson. And we'll say the usual phrases. So, 准备好了吗?
开始吧。
So recently we've been looking at talking about jobs and likes and dislikes and so on. And I was actually trying to explain someone, to describe someone to someone recently. And I was struggling a little because I didn't know any of the words for physical description in Chinese. So Crystal, can you help us with this? Can you help us to describe mm-hmm. someone physically?
Yeah, definitely. I think the easier part is we can start with hair color.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's obvious. Yeah. And it's very easy. We've done the colors previously.
Right, so we can use our colors in this construction. Let's have a listen then.
白色.
Okay, that's definitely a color. I think it's white.
对.
Okay.
And 黑色.
That would be black.
对. So now you've got the colors. You just need to learn one new word, okay. which means the hair.
Right.
头发.
Now, is that the same 头 as in a totem?
Yeah, as your head.
Your head, yeah. Uh-huh. So what's the fa bit?
Hair means hair.
Hair, head hair. Okay. So tou fa. And what are our tones there?
Tou, second, fa, neutral.
Tou fa. Okay. So could you give us a whole sentence? For example, his hair is black or he has black hair.
Ta de tou fa shi hei se de.
Right. So what you're saying there is, he or his hair is black, and then you're putting the d at that the
type.
End.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's got black type of hair or something like that. Okay. Uh-huh. Right. So let me try that. 他的头发是黑色的。
对，很好。
Let's hear it one more time.
他的头发是黑色的。
他的头发是黑色的。Could I try saying he has white hair?
Go on.
他的头发是白色的。
非常好。
Okay, so he has black hair, he has white hair. Mm-hmm. Could we add in some other colors?
We could have brown hair.
Okay.
Brown, 棕色。
棕色。So if I was saying she has brown hair, I would still say 他, mm-hmm. yeah? 他, different character, of course. 他的头发是棕色的。
非常好。
Okay, what about blonde hair?
金. 金 means gold.
Ah, okay.
Gold color, 金色的。
金色的, okay. Mm-hmm. So, 他的头发是金色的。
对。
And could we say, 他的头发是红色的?
Yes, red hair, red or hair. Ginger hair.
Yeah, so we can use 红, mm-hmm. which is a word that we've heard a number of times. 红茶,
对,
red tea, yeah.
Red tea, but it's black tea.
It's black tea, yeah. Just to confuse things a little. Okay, so we can just use this construction to talk about someone's hair.
Yes, this way of description is easy for everybody to understand and for learners to reproduce the structure of sentences. However, in China, we have other ways to describe hair. For example, if someone has silver hair,
okay,
we could say 他满头银发. In this case, 满头, full hair.
Okay.
银 means silver.
Mm-hmm.
So 银发, silver hair, meaning white, really white hair.
Right.
But for learners, this is a very, very good way to start.
Could we use the same construction with eyes? For example, could we say his eyes are brown?
可以. You can say 他的眼睛是棕色的.
So let's see what that would be. 他的眼睛是棕色的.
Mm-hmm.
What about blue eyes then?
他的眼睛是蓝色的.
蓝色的, again, we've done 蓝色 before. So 他的眼睛是蓝色的.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone might have green eyes. Can I try that one? Because I think,
yeah,
I remember
go on.
Green. Okay, so 他的眼睛是绿色的.
Good. 眼睛 is neutral tone. If you say 眼睛, that's glasses you're wearing.
Oh, so he's got green glasses. Okay, so let's just check that again. 眼睛. As opposed to 眼睛.
眼睛.
Ah, 睛. Okay, mm-hmm. Right. So it's complicated. 他的眼睛是绿色的.
Perfect.
Right. Any other eye colors?
Chinese, we are famous for black, having black eye, black hair. You
okay.
Know? So you could say 他的眼睛是黑色的.
Okay. So 他的眼睛是黑色的.
Mm-hmm.
So he or she has black eyes.
Mm.
So we've done hair, we've done eyes. What about just general physical descriptions? Like, for example, seeing someone as tall.
Mm-hmm. Gao.
Gao, that's the word for tall.
Mm-hmm.
So could I say, 他很高?
He's tall.
He's tall. And mm-hmm. using that 很 as a kind of is, but also yeah. very
yeah.
sort of thing. Okay. So what's the opposite?
矮.
That would be short.
Uh-huh.
他很矮. Although I suppose we've got two third tones there, so would it be 他很矮?
Yeah, good.
Okay.
Yeah, but because it's two separately, they're not a word.
All right.
So
can you say it then?
他很矮.
他很矮.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if someone's slim?
瘦.
瘦, fourth tone.
Mm.
他很瘦.
对.
So he is slim or she is slim. What if someone's not so slim?
You mean the opposite to slim?
Yeah.
Pang.
Pang. Okay, so is that fat or is it...
No, pang is a neutral expression.
Right.
Yeah, so you just describe someone who is quite...
Robust.
Robust, yes.
Okay, so 他很胖.
对.
So he or she is not slim. They're solid, or something like that. Okay. What about other words that we might need to describe people? For example, how would you describe someone as handsome?
Okay. 帅.
帅.
That's for boys.
Right. So we can only use 帅 with males.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would be the female equivalent?
漂亮.
Let's hear that again.
漂亮.
Right, so you've got a fourth tone, and then is that neutral?
Neutral. Mm-hmm.
漂亮.
Yes.
漂亮. So 她很漂亮.
She's pretty.
漂亮.
Mm-hmm.
她, oh, I don't know where I'm going here. 她很漂亮.
Perfect.
Right, so she is pretty. Or 她很帅.
非常好.
He is handsome.
Mm-hmm.
What would the opposite of that be?
丑.
So that's ugly.
Yeah.
Right. Obviously, we are not really going to describe people as ugly, but it's good to know these items of vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
And can we use 丑 for male and female?
Yes.
丑. So not that we would want to say it, but 他很丑. He or she is ugly.
Uh-huh.
Not very nice. We'll move on from here, I think. So we've talked about physical descriptions. We can say people are tall or small or they've got blue eyes or they've got brown hair and so on. What about actually talking about maybe where they were born?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's something else that we could do. We could add to our descriptions of people.
Mm-hmm.
What's the construction that we need there?
I think here's a new word we need to introduce first. Mm-hmm. It's was born.
Okay.
In Chinese, 出生.
出生.
So we have two characters here. The first character, 出, means to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 生, meaning to give birth to.
Is that the same 生 as in 生日? 生日, 快乐, happy
yes.
birthday. Yeah. Okay. So 出生. So how does that work in a phrase?
So for example, if I say 他在美国出生.
That would be he or she was born in America.
对.
他在美国出生.
Mm-hmm.
So he is from America.
他从美国来.
Okay, and he lives in America. 他住在美国.
非常好.
But he was born in America. 他在美国出生.
非常好.
Okay, right. So 出生 could be a useful word for talking about where people were born and so on. Back in lesson 27, I think, we were looking at occupations and talking about people's jobs and so on. So can we run through a couple of them?
Yeah.
If we were describing someone and saying he is a teacher.
老师.
Okay, 老师. So can we just say 他是老师?
对.
So he is a teacher. Or she is a journalist.
他是记者.
他是记者.
Mm-hmm.
He is a chef.
他是厨师.
Okay, 他是厨师. Now, for our identity quiz a little later, I think you're going to be talking about perhaps famous versions of these people. Mm-hmm. So how would we say he's a famous chef, for example?
Mm-hmm. So you add 著名的.
著名的.
Yeah. So we have two characters new today. 著 means outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
名 is name. My name is 我的名字.
名字.
So outstanding name, meaning someone who is quite famous.
Right. So someone has a great reputation for right. being a chef in this case.
Right.
So how does that fit into the sentence?
Okay. For example, if I say 他是著名的. 厨师.
He is a famous, or a famous outstanding name of chef,
对,
type
对.
of chef. Okay, good. Could I say Gordon Ramsay 是著名的厨师?
对.
Right. Could I say, using another word, Crystal 是著名的中文老师?
哪里哪里? If I am 著名的中文老师, 马克是 著名的中文学生.
I'm a famous Chinese learner. I don't think so.
你是.
One other word that we learned last time or in lesson 27 was 商人.
Businessman.
Could I try something here? Could I say Richard Branson 是著名的商人?
很好.
Okay.
Now, I want to introduce you to a new occupation.
Mm-hmm.
演员.
演员, which would be?
Actor or actress.
Okay, right. Let me try this. Could I say Julia Roberts 是著名的演员?
非常好.
So she's a famous actress.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anything else that we should know?
Another one is good to know is 运动员.
Let's hear that again.
运动员.
运动员. What's that?
Player or athlete.
Right. So can we combine that with different things to make different types of athletes?
Precisely.
Okay.
For example, 足球运动员. Because we have 足球 is football.
Okay. So a football player then.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a footballer. So let's hear football.
足球.
足球. What are our tones there?
足, second. 球, second.
Okay. 足球.
Mm-hmm.
Then 运动员,
mm-hmm.
right? Is that the same 员 as 演员?
Precisely, 员 means person or people.
Uh huh. Okay, mm-hmm. right. So 足球运动员, a football player. What would a tennis player be, for example?
So tennis player 网球运动员.
网球运动员. that cho is the
chiu,
same
it's
word.
The same chiu. Mm-hmm. Chiu means ball.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So zu means foot.
Right.
Football. Zu chiu. Wang chiu. Wang means net.
Right.
Uh-huh.
It all
net
fits.
Ball.
Right. What about table tennis?
It's easier. You have ping pong, yeah?
Okay.
So you have ping pong chiu.
Ping pong chiu. I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
So could I be Zhu Ming the ping pong chiu yun dong yuan?
Very good.
Excellent. Uh-huh. Now, Pierre Benoit, who works with us in Coffee Break French, Pierre Benoit shi Zhu Ming the ping pong chiu yun dong yuan.
Wow. Brilliant.
Certainly in the local area, he's quite famous. Perhaps not at an international level. What about a swimmer?
We've learned swim. Mm-hmm. or swimming pool, yeah? Yu yong.
Mm-hmm.
So swimmer, yu yong, yun dong yuan.
A swimming athlete.
Mm.
Yu yong, yun dong yuan.
Yeah.
Right. Lots of new words there. I think we've probably covered enough of what we need to cover for our identity quiz. And that's coming up after the break, in which you have written out or you've come up with four personalities. I don't know who these personalities are yet because Crystal's been working on this herself. And you're going to test us on to see if we can work out who they are based on their Chinese descriptions.
Okay.
Let's break for a moment and we'll be back very soon.
再见.
We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you can get more out of your Coffee Break Chinese experience by signing up for our full course on the Coffee Break Academy. In addition to the audio lessons, you'll get access to bonus listening materials, lesson notes, and video versions of each lesson, showing the Mandarin words and phrases written out in pinyin and Chinese characters. You can find out more at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back. Today we are talking about descriptions, both physical descriptions and talking about people seeing their jobs and what they do and so on. And we have now a bit of a quiz for us because Crystal has chosen some characters, some people, some famous people, I guess, some zhuming de ren. And we are going to try and work out who they are. Mm. Now, do we know all of this vocabulary, Crystal?
And most of them we do. But if we come across any new vocabularies, we'll explain.
Okay, okay. Can we go then with number one, please? You're going to read this out in Chinese.
Okay.
And we've got to try to work out, first of all, what it means, and then see if we can identify this person.
How?
Okay, go for it.
他是中国人, 他64岁, 他在香港出生, 他是 著名的功夫演员.
Right. Okay, there's a few things in there I've picked up.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned an age in there, and what we should say is that we are currently recording this in 2018. You might be listening to this in 2048, who knows?
True.
But at the moment, the ages that you're giving are based on 2018, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's hear it again.
Okay.
And we'll see if then if we can split up and see what we're talking about.
他是中国人, 他64岁, 他在香港出生, 功夫演员。
Okay, let's split this up sentence by sentence. Mm-hmm. You can say the sentence in Chinese and I'll see if then I can translate it into English. And there may be a couple of words I'm not quite sure about. Okay, go for it.
他是中国人。
So we're talking about here someone who is Chinese.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
他六十四岁。
Right, that's an age I recognize, 岁. So he is 六十四. So that's 64?
对.
Okay, uh-huh. So he's 64 years old.
Yeah. 他在香港出生。
So that's the 出生, he was born somewhere. Yeah. And 香港, that's Hong Kong, isn't it? Okay, so he's born in Hong Kong.
他是著名的功夫演员。
Right. So he's a famous something. I think you said 演员 or 演员, which is an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And you said a particular type of actor, I think.
功夫.
Would that be a kung fu actor?
Yeah, kung fu.
Kung fu. Yeah. So are we talking about... There's two people in my mind, uh-huh. and one's Bruce Lee and one's Jackie Chan.
Bruce Lee is much older than 64 years
okay.
old.
Okay, so we're talking about Jackie Chan then.
Right, right, right.
Okay, well good done. Stuff. So number one is Jackie Chan. Let's have the whole thing, but in fast Chinese this time.
Okay. 他是中国人,他64岁,他在香港出生,他是著名的功夫演员。
Okay, I understood it all that time. Let's move on now to our second personality.
Okay, this one is slightly different.
Let's
Are you
listen.
Ready?
Yep.
他是英国人，他九十二岁，他的头发是白色的，他住在伦敦，他的家很大。他喜欢马和狗。
Right. Okay, I've got an idea in my head based on some of the things you said there, but there was definitely one word that I didn't get in there. Let's hear it one more time.
他是英国人，他九十二岁，他的头发是白色的，他住在伦敦，他的家很大，他喜欢马和狗。
Right, we're going to split it up now,
okay.
Sentence by sentence. Go for it.
他是英国人。
Right, you're saying that he or she is English or British?
Or British,
British yeah.
他九十二岁。
Again, we're talking about an age here, so 九十二 is 92.
对对对。
Okay.
他的头发是白色的。
So, this person has white hair.
Good. 他住在伦敦。
They live in London?
Yeah. 他的家很大。
Right. 大, I think, is big.
Mm.
So there's something is big or very big.
Yeah, 家 in this case is house or home.
Oh.
We have learned 家人, family.
Family, yep.
Yeah, so
home, people.
Yeah.
Right, so they have a big house.
Correct.
Okay.
他喜欢马和狗.
So 喜欢 is likes.
Uh-huh.
So they like, is this 马, horses?
Uh-huh.
Go? Is that dogs?
Yeah.
Right, so we're talking about a person who is British, who is 92 years old, who has white hair, who lives in London, who has a big house, and who likes horses and dogs. I think we're talking about Queen Elizabeth here, the Queen Elizabeth II.
对, well done.
I'm sure there are many other things that we could say about these people. Obviously, there are many other things that we can say other than she likes dogs and and horses, but we're getting there with the words in Chinese that we know.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, let's move on to number three, our okay. next personality here.
This is a very interesting one.
Okay.
他是著名的间谍演员，他是苏格兰人，他八十七岁。
Okay, that one's quite short.
but it has one new character here, or right. word here. 间谍, spy.
Right, that should help. Definitely should help. Okay, so let's hear it again.
他是著名的间谍演员。他是苏格兰人。他87岁。
Right, we're going to split it up sentence by sentence again. So starting with the first sentence.
他是著名的间谍演员。
So you've said 间谍 is a spy. So are you saying that he is or she is a famous spy actor?
对,
Okay.
他是苏格兰人。So
we're talking about somebody who's Scottish here. Yeah.
他87岁。
So he or she is 87 years old. So an 87-year-old Scottish spy actor or actress, I think we're talking about Sean Connery. Bond, James Bond.
Exactly.
Excellent. Okay, so nice to have a Scottish person in there. Uh-huh. I think we've got one more in this episode. So
again, this is very, very 著名, famous.
Oh, very 著名. Okay, let's hear it.
他在伦敦出生。他43岁。 他是英国人，但是他现在住在美国。他是著名的足球运动员。他有4个孩子。他的眼睛是蓝色的。他的头发是金色的。他很帅。
Okay, there was lots of information. Obviously, you like this person, especially if you finish with that last sentence, which I think you mean he's very handsome. Okay, so let's have the whole thing again. Can we have it at almost normal speaking speed, okay?
Okay. 他在伦敦出生。他43岁。他是英国人。但是他现在住在美国。他是著名的足球运动员。 他有4个孩子。他的眼睛是蓝色的。他的头发是金色的。他很帅。Right,
let's split it up sentence by sentence. Go for it.
他在伦敦出生。So
this person was born in... Actually, we know it's a male because you used 帅, which is handsome. Okay, so he was born in London.
他43岁。
That means he is 43 years old.
他是英国人,但是他现在住在美国。So
I think you're saying he's British, but now he lives in America.
他是著名的足球运动员。So
足球 is football. So he is a famous football player.
Yeah. 他有4个孩子。Now
you're saying he has four somethings.
Yeah, 孩子 is new here. 孩子 means children.
Oh, okay. 孩子. So he has four children.
他的眼睛是蓝色的。So
he has blue eyes.
他的头发是金色的。He
has golden hair.
他很帅。
And he's very handsome. Could you possibly be referring to David Beckham?
Definitely.
Excellent. Right, so four identities. And the great news is that there are another three identities for our bonus episode this week. And we'll be practicing more of these colors and these descriptions and these jobs and everything in our bonus episode. That is it for this episode of Coffee Break Chinese. We hope you've enjoyed it, identifying these mystery personalities. And as I said there, we've got some more mystery personalities for you over on the bonus episode, which is part of our bonus materials for Coffee Break Chinese. You can find out all you need to know about them, the video versions, the lesson notes at coffeebreakchinese.com.
Don't forget, you can practice your Chinese over the Coffee Break Chinese Facebook page, where we post regular language challenges and cultural information each week. Just head to facebook.com/coffeebreakchinese.
Okay, you can also find us on Twitter at Learn Chinese, and we are also on Instagram at Coffee Break Languages, where you can find out what's going on behind the scenes with Coffee Break Chinese and indeed all our other Coffee Break courses. And also check us out on YouTube, Coffee Break Languages on YouTube. That's it for this episode. All that remains for us to say is 谢谢, 再见.
再见.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.